The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There are only two sleeps left until voters go to the polls in the general elections. Now, we've been bringing you the latest coverage from across the country, and now we're going to hear from some first-time candidates and why they have decided to throw their hats into the ring. Our reporter Josh Crosby is with me now. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Are there many first-timers who've never run for any election before?
There are, and a lot of them will be independents, which you covered here on the show yesterday. But what is rare are first-time candidates who are not already sitting councillors. Because, of course, look, the candidates for the general election will have already had to compete in their own constituency to get on the ticket through their own party selection procedure. And if you're a sitting councillor in an area and someone else is chosen instead of you, I can't imagine that goes down great with the sitting councillor. But I have managed to find a few. So if you look at those who are under 35 running, Maynooth University lecturer Adrian Kavanagh has compiled extensive data on this. His figures show there are 54 candidates running in the 21 to 35 year age group. Now, some of those over 30 might take it as a compliment to be included in the younger ones section, but a lot of the first time candidates will naturally be in this cohort. 33 in this group are male, 21 are female, with People Before Profit Solidarity running the highest number of young candidates out of all the parties, and then Sinn Féin having the second most.
So, Josh, who did you speak with and why did they get involved?
Yes, so the first person we'll hear from now is the Fianna Fáil candidate in Roscommon Galway, Dr. Martin Daly. Now, the name might ring a bell for some, as Martin Daly's been a GP for 30 years. He's a practice in Ballygar in Galway and was the president of the Irish Medical Organisation. He's been a member of Fianna Fáil since he was 16 and is the team doctor for the Roscommon County Football Board. So, look, he's no stranger to dealing with the public and having to negotiate. In his constituency, there are currently no government TDs. It's the only constituency in the country that does not have government representation. The Fianna Fáil senator there, Eugene Murphy, has decided to run as an independent after Dr. Daly was added to the ticket. So I met with Martin Daly in Galway, and among the questions I had for him, I wanted to find out why he was trying to swap the life of a GP for a TD.
So I've been always politically aware. I've been involved in community projects as well in the rural town of Ballygar, where I was brought up.
People will know you from your work with the Irish Medical Organisation, and many will assume and view it as an attractive position, a profession. Why swap that for public life?
Well, I've always felt strongly about advocacy for our communities, and we don't have a government TD in Roscommon Galway constituency, and we're the only constituency in the country that doesn't have government representation, and that leaves us at grave political disadvantage. And it's clear to me that there are a number of projects in our constituency that have not been advanced because we haven't had adequate representation. So I feel very strongly about that. I have four children in their 20s. I've watched them and their generation struggle with the housing crisis. I am passionate about change, and I've outlined in terms of the housing crisis. I'm also passionate about rural communities, sustaining rural communities, and I think many of our young people would like to live in rural communities and work remotely if there were proper transport links, if they had access to affordable housing. Health issues also, I really feel that access to health should be based on need rather than the ability to pay, and I do believe in Sláintecare care, and I think it needs to be delivered fully. We have real issues around access to health care in our constituency, most especially mental health services and our CAM services. I, as a GP, deal with parents' concerns every single day in my practice. Many of these parents being forced down the private route in order to get assessments, in order to get their entitlements for their children at an education. So it's vitally important that these children are assessed early. So I'd also be hoping for an integrated education model whereby not only do we have teachers, but we have many more SNAs, and that we have therapies provided on-site at schools.
So your first time throwing the hat in the ring for a general election, but you've been a member of Fianna Fáil for quite some time now, as you said, your first meeting at 16. Why is Fianna Fáil the party for you?
Well, I believe in the centre ground of politics. I believe Fianna Fáil represents left of the centre ground of politics. I believe that centre politics, in order to be successful, has to deliver for people, deliver for communities. If we don't do that, and we've seen in other jurisdictions, we've seen the entrance of more extreme forms of politics, both on the left and the right. And I don't think that that will serve Ireland well.
Fianna Fáil candidate for Roscommon Galway, Dr. Martin Daly. Who else did you meet, Josh?
Well, my next stop was here in the capital, and in particular in Dublin West. Now, Pat, this is a constituency that's become used to having some senior names representing the area in the Dáil. So, former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar held a seat here for 17 years. As we know, he said goodbye to that now. But you also have the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, and the Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, seeking votes in Dublin West. It's a five-seater, as you would assume, given the sprawling population growing out on that side of the city. The candidate I met is Ellen Murphy for the Social Democrats. Now, obviously two different parties, but similarly to Dr. Martin Daly, they've both worked with trade unions. So Ellen was a trade union organiser in the UK and first became involved in politics in the Together for Yes campaign here at the time of the marriage referendum. I met Ellen as she was out canvassing near Blanchardstown, and I started off by asking her what it's been like going from her campaign days to the general election.
It's senior hurling. It really is, I have to say. But, you know, people have been... It's genuinely lovely. I'm a people person and I love chatting to people. My problem is I could stand here chatting on the doors all day. They often have to drag me off them. But to be honest, the most common thing I'm getting on the doors is people's frustration. And they want, more often than not, they just want someone to listen to them, to feel heard, because so many people don't feel heard by their local representatives here.
Why the Social Democrats? Why do you feel that they're the party that you want to represent?
I want to be part of them. Partly because of their founding members. I think if you look at the work, the body of work of Catherine Murphy and Roisin Shorthall over the last 30 years, they are standout trailblazers. We're a very practical party as well as being ideological. And often there can be kind of accusations that, you know, opposition parties just tell you what you want to hear. But that's not been my experience. And actually, I'm getting a lot of respect from people on the doors when I might disagree with them on something and then explain to them why it is we believe it's time to spend public money on public services.
And the two names you mentioned there, for listeners out there who are thinking, look, Social Democrats and Labour are very similar.
Mm.
So they're still undecided when they go to the polls on Friday. What would you say is distinct about the part?
Well, I think it's about what actually gets done around cabinet. It's about the policies. It's not about the party. It's not about any individual person and their role. We're a younger party. We're a newer party. We're less hierarchical, less old school. And I think people respect that and appreciate that.
And if the Social Democrats was to get enough seats, would you have a preference on who you enter coalition with?
Well, again,
if that day was to come,
just because we love to be different, our policy is that our approach to government is that we have key asks. Those are around the senior minister for disability, real climate action so that we don't get fined for not meeting our targets, 50,000 affordable homes. And our attitude is it's not about the brand under which that's done. It's about whether or not they do get done. So we're going to speak to everybody after the general election. Our party leadership will speak to everybody. But we're only going to do business with people who take climate, healthcare, housing and childcare seriously. And if you don't take those seriously, then we won't be part of that government.
Social Democrats candidate for Dublin West, Ellen Murphy. You also, Josh, met one of the youngest candidates running for the election. Who?
I did. So Ruan Bonham is one of our, if not the youngest candidate running for a party. Ruan is 23 years of age. He's on the ticket for the Green Party in Meath East. A passionate climate campaigner who first became exposed and I suppose aware of the severity of climate change when school classmates were attending those Friday for Future protests. And then he went off to college and he said he looked at all the parties to see who matched his interests. And that's when he became politically active. He's currently working as a business analyst and being from Meath, running in a commuter but rural constituency. He says he wants to ensure farmers have a financial and sustainable future to transition. Meath East has been turned into a four-seater and is the Justice Minister Helen McEntee's home turf. You also have Fianna Fáil's Thomas Byrne and Sinn Féin's Darren O'Rourke seeking to be re-elected. But Ruan says he's flying the flag for the young adults who want to make a future here.
I realised to bring about huge climate change action and climate action, you have to get politically involved. If there's no political will to bring it about, nothing will change.
So you've stepped up now from the college demonstration
yes.
days and you've decided to throw your hat in the ring. What's the reaction been like on the doors?
So the first is, whoa, you're so young, what's going on? You know, and I understand that shock as well. A lot of the people who answer the doors are actually parents. The parents, that when they open the door, they also have kids very close to my age and they're quite impressed initially. As soon as they realise I'm the Green candidate, they bring out green issues, which is, of course, issues I want to talk about. And generally, it's been very positive, which is really nice. A lot of our other candidates and other parties as well, they've been victim to a lot of harassment at the doors.
And in your constituency, there would be a lot of rural communities.
Yes, no, definitely.
And from speaking to people on the ground, climate has seemed to slip down the list of priorities recently. So how do you try bring your constituents on board? Or how do you try encourage them to vote green?
Particularly Meath East, it's a very rural farming county. One thing I always try and relate to them is that many of them mentioned that, you know, 2022 was a bad year, 2023 was a bad year in terms of, you know, crop returns. are we not asking why that's the case? It's because we're seeing, you know, the increase in rainfall that's really damaging. And I try and bring it to a localised, you know, what can we do in the immediate area in terms of what we can improve in terms of transport connections that can really reduce carbon emissions, but also talking to farmers and their fears of what can be coming down the tracks in terms of can they make the transition that is financially viable. And that's what I'm really concerned about.
And you're a young man. Look, yeah, a lot of your friends will be going travelling and
yes,
enjoying the yeah, social scene that comes with your early 20s. But what is it about public life, public service that you're attracted to, like that you're willing to commit to this?
Really good point. A lot of my friends are thinking, you know, why would you put yourself out there publicly now? You have your whole life ahead of you. To me, anyway, the vitriol online, particularly from my own Twitter, I find it really funny. I'm not hurt by it at all. I'm amazed people have the time to tweet really harmful stuff. I just find this too important to kind of, you know, pass on. I feel like in my 40s, if I look back and go, why didn't I do anything? I knew this was happening. Leaving that out to someone else, I don't know. I just feel like you're not fighting the fight. You know, you're not doing anyone a service.
The Green Party's candidate for Meath East, Ruan Bonham. We've heard why they got into politics, but what do they intend to do if they manage to get elected?
Well, to be fair, look, to all the candidates, I gave them all an opportunity to tell us what they will bring to the table and why constituents should give them a vote. And Pat, we really don't know how the next door is going to shape up. I think most of the electorate, well, those I've been meeting with in the run up to this, had kind of some prediction, some expectation of who was going to get in a couple of weeks ago. But it's now all up in the air and we don't know how strong the independent vote is going to be and how that will affect the outcomes for others. So look, you never know. Some of the candidates in this piece could very well be sitting in Leinster House soon. Here are all three again. So Fianna Fáil's Martin Daly in Roscommon, Galway, the Social Democrats' Ellen Murphy in Dublin West, and in Meath East, the Green Party's Ruan Bonham.
I believe in solving the issues of the cost of living crisis, housing, better access to health services, mental health services, CAM services, better access to educational assessment for children with special and additional needs. I also feel that we have to focus on rural crime and support our farming community because they're the backbone of our rural communities.
So I'm going to leave you continue knocking on doors here now, but for people listening, why should people here in the constituency give you the number one vote?
I'm asking for people to give me the number one vote because I'm part of that generation of 500,000 people in Ireland who are back living at home, and many of them are here in Dublin West. We want to get started. We want to buy our own homes. We want to build our own homes. I'm speaking to so many people both in my age group and in their 50s and 60s now who have kids, more than one child, out there working as an adult, have done their leavings or gone to college, did everything right, and are now back living in their family home. So for that, as well as for climate and for delivery on childcare and special needs education, I'm asking people for their number one vote in Dublin West.
If I could say one thing, get out there and vote, please, and think of the long-term future in terms of people my age group and even those who can't even vote now. I will always be honest and truthful and own up to when I am wrong. I'm sincere in what I'm trying to push forward in terms of I want to improve transport. I really want to build housing in terms of building better communities, and childcare is a big thing as well. So yeah, thank you.
Now, Josh Crosby was speaking to some first-time candidates running in the general election.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.